Let us bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at the weather forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall, and how are you?
I'm fine. A little chilly this morning, 30, and, you know, in the 30s, but it warms up nice during the day. So no complaints about that for me.
Well, it doesn't matter because the complaint department is closed.
That's right.
I just thought I'd tell you, especially after the day I had yesterday, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a second. Here's what's going on. There's a stationary front over the Appalachians that's going to produce some cloud cover from time to time. The front that's causing any wet weather out west in the Midwest, Great Lakes, Plains, is going to be ever so slow to move eastward. So I don't even think we have a chance of a shower Friday now. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if we don't have any showers on Saturday as well. And we probably won't see anything until Saturday night or Sunday in the form of showers. So we're beginning to move everything back, which is great because that would take in part of our weekend. Your daytime temperatures will be in the mid-60s today, 65 to 70 for Thursday, and probably 65 to 70 now for Friday, especially if I take out the shower. I think over the weekend we'll be in the 60s. And again, there will be a chance of showers, especially, I would say, from either late Saturday, Saturday night through Sunday, Sunday being the better chance of getting any rain. And we do need the rain. The nighttime lows, like for tonight, with partly cloudy skies, will be in the low 40s. If the skies turn clear, you're back into the 30s. So everything hinges at this time of the year on cloud cover. Otherwise, I have to tell you, this is a very, very quiet pattern for us. April, normally, I mean, we are what? Today is April 7th, and we've had little, if any, rainfall in 7 days in April. And April's not a fish hours. But that may not happen now until the 10th or the 11th. So that's kind of interesting. And that's kind of how I painted the picture, if you recall, for spring. I said spring was going to be warmer than normal and drier than normal. And so far, that's been, unfortunately, working out. We shall see, because if that's the case, it could turn around during the summer. But we'll see about that. So what were you going to ask? You going to ask me something, Marshall?
No, we don't want it to turn around for the summer.
I know we don't. But it could. I didn't say it would. Right. I said it could. So don't worry about that. As well as radio, we also have contracts that deal with government agencies. And they're not like your normal contracts because they have go out for bid. They usually award it to the lowest bidder. But, you know, some of these bids, like the one that I worked on in the past couple of weeks, 145 pages, most of which is DNA. And what do I mean by that? Does not apply. Because most of these bids are given out to, you know, construction companies and, you know, big industrial companies, you know, that have to be very fussy about wearing badges in their workplace, safety, uniforms and things like that in their workplace. That does not pertain to us. We're, you know, an outside service, and we never see the inside of these companies. Never. So anyhow, it's going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth because I think we are being awarded the contract, but I haven't been told that yet. However, they wanted all these things, and you know, and I kept going back and forth saying, you know, this doesn't pertain to you. But then yesterday they insisted on a quality control manual. Why would I have? Could you tell me, or Marshall? Why would you have a quality control manual for Marshall Miles, period, or for Papagano, period?
Yeah.
So it got down to the point where it just went back and forth, wind up with a conference, and a good half-hour conference. Finally, they sort of went away from that, but they came back to the fact that, can you please do a couple of pages on the scope of your work? Oh, really? Okay, so let's see. You've been using us now for 18 years. And now you want a couple of pages on the scope of our work. In other words, what do we do to produce forecasts for them? I can't tell you, Marshall. It monopolized my entire afternoon. Entire afternoon. And, you know, I was at one point where I said, you know what, I should just withdraw, you know, from this whole thing. But I got this far, so I said, all right, I'll just let it go. But this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when people retire and new people step in. They feel they have to, you know, do every little ounce of what's the word? You know, they just have to be so particular about everything. And I brought up to them, I had the sheet. In fact, I still have the sheet right here. And I said, I'm reading the sheet to you. I said, and it's dated 2018 because the bid goes out every 3 years. Yeah. I said, and it says here, insurance certificate, not required. Safety plan, waived. Security requirements, waived. Quality management, waived. And RWP training, not required. I said, I worked off this 3 years ago. Why is it different now? I got the old Jackie Gleason. What would Jackie Gleason say when he was at a loss for words? Go ahead, Marshall.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jackie Gleason, I remember, would say blabbermouth, but what's the one you've got?
Well, here we go. Right. That's what I got. I said, okay, fine. So anyhow, that's all done and over with. We're on and up. Should have nice weather today. I am going to try and take a walk and relieve this afternoon and try to relieve some of the stress that's still carrying over from yesterday.
Well, yeah, we fill out paperwork here for grants, and it's especially the grants with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Every mm-hmm. year, it used to be a fairly, it was a tenuous process. It took about 8 or 9 hours over the course of 2 days. But then they started requiring things that they used to do on their end, okay? But they cut down the cost that they have to do, and they forced it on us. And so it turned into a 3-day thing to get your grant money. And if you made one mistake, you're out for the year. You're out for the year.
You're kidding?
No.
They didn't even come back to you and say, you have to redo this?
They come back to you, but by the time they come back to you and they've reviewed it, it's so late, you don't have enough time to redo it. So you missed the thing for the year. That's just the way everything is now when it involves money. It's just ridiculous. And like you said, it's you know, people that have been in the business for a long time, they go along, but then you get somebody new in there and they make their own way, and it makes it tougher for everybody else.
It does, you know. But luckily, one of the people that was on this conference is the person who signed this letter that I just read to you. And I said, in fact, I said, you know, I have a letter by you from 3 years ago, waiving and not requiring all of these things. So that's where it got all I said, okay, great, great, great. You know, I said, look. I said, I'm sure, I shouldn't have really said this, but I said, I'm sure that you three were laying on the beach when you were a child or a teenager, and you were listening to my weather on radio. I said, because I've been on radio for 46 years. I said, and I've been forecasting for 46 years, so I'll give you the scope. But, to me, it was almost an insult.
Yeah. No, it's exactly right. I got 50 years in. You got 46 years in.
Yeah.
If you don't think we know what we're doing by now, and we're both, by the way, still employed and still doing what we're doing.
Right, and not only that, if we have to pat ourselves on the back, and we're doing it well.
Yeah, and it's our own companies. That's right.
Right, exactly. So I think a lot of this has to do with the pandemic. Marshall, nothing takes out of my mind, because a lot of people who didn't want to go to work because of the pandemic opted for early retirement.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people dropped out, and other people were either forced into the position or brought in. You know, new people are brought in. So I think that's what's happening. And I guess we just have to deal with it. I mean, you know, what else could you do? You got to deal with everything, folks, and including the weather. But that shouldn't be too hard to take today. Marshall, maybe I'll see you walking around the neighborhood as I take my dog for a walk.
I doubt it, but it would be nice. I'll speak to you tomorrow, man. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Pat Picano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.